You're listening to the audio production of Love in the Details, a November Wedding Story by Becky Wade, published by Zondervan and read by Julie Lyles Carr.
Prologue. Josh, since I broke up with you, I can't stop crying. Can you please forgive me? I love you. I'm certain I'll always love you. Today would have been our 8-month anniversary. When you left for MIT a month and a half ago, I never imagined that we wouldn't keep dating or that I wouldn't see you again at Thanksgiving. The long-distance thing has been miserable, but our marathon phone calls and our back-and-forth emails throughout the days were getting me by. Now I've lost all of it, and I'm heartbroken without you. Here's what you don't know and what I can't tell you. Your mom came to see me. She drove to UT San Antonio, met me in my freshman dorm room, and took me to lunch. She cried, Josh. She cried because she's so upset over the fact that you're unhappy at MIT. She said you told her that you wanted to leave and come back to Texas to be near me. She's a single mom, and you're her only son, and she loves you. My heart went out to her. You've worked so hard. You're a genius, and you've earned the financial aid scholarship that MIT offered you. Please understand, I don't want anything to get in the way of that, especially me. You deserve to go there. And you have to make the most of this opportunity because your mom can't afford to pay for you to go to college anywhere else. She held my hands and, with tears streaming down her face, asked me if I'd break up with you. She said that so long as we were dating, you wouldn't be able to pour your whole focus and determination into your education. She said you'd always be torn between two places. Maybe I should have stood up to her and refused to break up with you.